عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. My condolences to Brother Sa'adchi for the departure of his Honorable Father, Haj Muhammad Rida Sa'adchi. Please, I ask you to join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for his soul. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Also, yesterday we lost a very dear friend to us. He has been to this mosque many times. He is Haj Muhammad Turfi, originally from Binti Jbeil in Lebanon. He lived in Dearborn. He was born and raised in Dearborn. And he died yesterday in Dearborn. Also, I lost a very dear friend of mine, Samahat al-Sheikh Qasim al-Naqash in Copenhagen, Denmark. He was the imam and the leader of the mosque there. Today he died, so I ask you to join me in reciting Surah al-Fatiha for their souls. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. رحمة الله تعالى عليهما وعليهم جميعا. سورة الرعد verses 14 and 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. له دعوة الحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. ولله يسجد من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وظلالهم بالغدو والآصال. صدق الله العلي العظيم. له دعوة الحق. Unto him, unto God, is the supplication of the truth. Sometimes we ask for help. We ask for help from our parents, if we are still children, from our friends, sometimes neighbors, sometimes we dial 911. Oh, I need help. Please help me. Which is okay, of course, to ask help from people around you at time of distress. This is something very natural, to ask for help. But God says the real help comes from me. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Unto him is the supplication of the truth. So if you really, really need real help, not artificial help, not a secondary help, but a primary help, then supplicate to him. Say, Ya Allah. While you are calling the police department or your attorney or your neighbor or your mother or your friend, at the same time say, Ya Allah, I need your help, because all those that I mentioned, they are agents of you. They cannot help me without your permission. They cannot benefit me. They cannot rescue me if you are not there, if you disagree. So deep down there, turn your face to him and say, Ya Allah, I need your help. You are the real first responder. You are the real helper. You are the real guide. You are the real rescuer. له دعوة الحق. We raise our voice and our face to him. Now, a question here, is it okay to say, Ya Hussein, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Zainab? Because God says, call upon me. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Don't call upon someone else. In fact, when we say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein, Ya Zainab, Ya Zahra, these are metaphors. A metaphor. We are calling upon God, but through a gate. That gate is called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in the same book, in the same Quran, in chapter 4, God says sometimes when people are in distress, they come to you, Ya Rasulullah. They ask for help. So help them out. Don't reject them. Yes, I'm there. I'm listening. I'm seeing. I'm observing. But I want you to listen. I want them to come to you. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. When they are distressed, when they wrong themselves, when they messed up in their life, they come to you. جَاءُوكَ. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ. So it is okay to say, Ya Muhammad. It is okay to say, Ya Ali. But remember, Muhammad and Ali and Zainab and Hassan and Hussein and Fatima alayhim as-salam jami'an, they need God. Without his permission, without his leave, they would not be able to listen to you, let alone responding to you. They can't, because they are human beings. It is with his permission that they can get your petition to him. You know what I call them in today's language? How many of you are attorneys here? None? Wow. We have attorneys, yes, at least. How many females? Where is Hannah today? Yeah, some of them are on their way, inshallah. But you have to do pro bono, huh? When you become an attorney, try to help people free, pro bono. Remember, pay back to your community. An attorney presents your case, makes your case easier, because if you stand before the judge, you may lose. So you go to an attorney. The attorney is an expert in law. He expedites your case. He makes your case presentable. So you win the case. Muhammad and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein are attorneys appointed by God. God says, petition through them. Come through them. They are the gate to me. أَنْتُمُ الْأَدِلَّاءُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهِ بَدَأَ بِكُمْ. The journey to God. Hannah is there. Hannah is an attorney and a mother, mashallah. Whoever wants God, he comes through you. You are the gate. So it's not wrong to say, Ya Muhammad, adrikni. This is exactly what we say in the dua. Ya wajihan inda Allah, ishfa' lana inda Allah. Because you are an honorable person with God. God loves Muhammad, he loves Ali, he loves Fatima. Inna Allah yarda li ridha Fatima wa yaghdabu li ghadabiha. God said something about Fatima that he never said about any human being. He says, her pleasure is my pleasure and her anger is my anger. This is what he said about Fatima. So definitely he's someone important. Wajih. Wajih means honorable. So this is what we say to our imams. Ya wajihan. Oh, who you who are honorable with God. Please carry this case with me. Ishfa' lana. Intercede on my behalf to God. So they expedite my case with God. Otherwise, when we call upon Muhammad and Ali, as if we are saying, Ya Allah, you are not different. You are not taking another route, a different route. Whereas the polytheists, when they went to their idols, they called upon them, upon their idols, independently from God. Separately from God. This is the difference. Whereas Muhammad and Ali, they are not independent from God. They work for God. They work for him. In the same line, in the same direction. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Only, and God is telling the polytheist, this chapter is about the Meccans,
who refused to worship God and they went to their own idols. God is reminding them that it is only unto God is the supplication of the truth. Meaning that if you do not petition to God, then your supplication, is it a supplication of a truth anymore? No. It becomes a supplication of falsehood, batil. The opposite of haq is batil. Only God is able to respond. Others, they are not going to respond to you. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your effort. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, as for those who supplicate other from him, from God, do not answer them. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. Those idols are not going to respond to you. Idols are idols made of bricks. They don't understand. They don't have feelings. They don't respond. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time going to an idol, whether that idol is called Buddha or God this or God that. Don't. Or Hubal or Lat or Manat or Uzza or whatever. Don't waste your time. They are not going to respond. Wake up. Wake up. God has to see. God has to hear. And after seeing and hearing, he has the ability. He has to have the ability of responding to you, granting your needs. If he cannot help himself, how can he help you? Put it this way. Someone who cannot help himself. Someone who is handcuffed today. Someone, a human being, is handcuffed. Would you tell him, please help me? He says, I'm handcuffed. How can I help you? I can't even help myself. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. Those idols are not going to respond to you in the least. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ. This is a beautiful parable in the Quran. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِ. God gives this parable. He says, have you seen someone who goes to a stream, to a river, and then he stretches his hand forth, he takes some water from there, and then he wants to fill his mouth, he's very thirsty, with one scoop of water, he wants to feel full. Can he do that? By the time he gets his hand to his mouth, the entire water is going to disperse. Or someone who's sitting at a stream, river, and he says to the water, he points to the water, he says, come to my mouth. Come to my mouth. I'm thirsty. Would water respond to him here? Even if he says that 5 million times, he gets nothing. This is an illusion. This is wishful thinking. Wishful thinking, the water is not going to come. How come the water comes from the stream into your mouth? This is wishful thinking. God says those who call upon the idols is like that man or that woman who sits on a stream and then he tells the water to come into his mouth. It would not happen. Even if he sits there for several months, nothing will happen. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ. The water would never reach his mouth by just telling to the water, come. Now this is water. I put it here and I say, please, come here. Would that listen to me? Okay. I have to pick it up. I have to make an effort. Okay? Without it, the water would not listen to me. Unable to move. It's unable. Unable to move. Same with those that you call upon. They are empty-handed. They are unable. They are disabled. They are useless. They cannot respond to you. So don't waste your time. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ. That it may reach his mouth, but it would never reach him. وَمَا دُعَاءٌ. And then the Quran concludes with this statement, powerful statement.
وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال.
And the supplication of the disbelievers is not but astray.
When they call upon their idols, they are wasting their time.
And what is misguidance bigger than this? That you put your hope in someone who cannot provide you anything. Let alone God, even with the human beings. You trust someone, and that person, be it your teacher, be it your wife, be it your neighbor, be it your father, be it your boss, he's not able to help you. He would not help you, but you still put your trust in that person. This is waste of time. Let alone God. Someone who worships an idol for 7 years, thinking that this idol can respond to him. Waste of time, waste of energy, waste of life. Waste of life. This is why we have to choose our God, our Lord, wisely. Not any object in this universe is entitled to be the Lord. You are wrong. If you think that you can take any object and say, this is my Lord, you are wrong. And this is the battle of Islam with other religions. The battle of Islam with other religions is that some people, they worshipped the sun and the moon. Some people worship the mountains. Some people worship the cow. Some people worship the tree. Some people worship the fire. Some people worship a human being. Human being. Can this a human being survive without God? Can this a human being survive by himself, become self-subsisting? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Al-hay means the living. Al-qayyum means what? Self-subsisting. He doesn't need someone to support him. We all need people to support us. Can you go for 2 days with no food? None of you. Because once you smell the food now in the back, you don't pay attention to me. I assure you. We can't survive without food, without drink, without rest, without sleep, without clothing, without heating, without AC, without family, without children, without light. We can't. But God can do all these things. He doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No slumber overtakes him, nor sleep. Living. Al-hayyu al-qayyum, self-subsisting. Even Jesus, peace be upon him, was not self-subsisting. Jesus needed to rest and he needed to eat. He could not survive without these physical means. But God can survive. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. All of you need friends and you need husbands and wives and partners and spouses. God does not need a spouse. لم يتخذ. He never took a friend nor he took a spouse. لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولد. ولم يكن له شريك في الملك. ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. This is God. So call upon God. Yes, we need each other, definitely. But we are agents helping each other. We are not the primary source. We are the secondary. The primary is God. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ. The water cannot reach his mouth. He will remain thirsty. Those who worship other than God, they would remain internally thirsty. Believe me. There is always vacuum here. The only thing that can fill this vacuum, spiritual vacuum, is God. Is the relationship with God. Is the love for God, the real God, not any God.
not any Lord. I went to some rich countries. A few months ago, I was in Southeast Asia. I was in several countries, very rich countries. The apartment, the average price of an apartment there is $3 million. Condensed in a building, the building is a tall building, maybe 70, 80 floors. The apartment is $3 million. They have high rate of income. They are very rich, but at the same time, they have the highest rate of suicide. They have money. They are not starving. They have money. They drive the best vehicles, but the heart is empty. This is why many of them, they commit suicide. The only thing that prevents you from not committing suicide is God, relationship with God. Knowing that He's there, He's protecting you, He's watching you. He's looking at you, He's seeing your suffering. Whatever goes on in your life, He sees. And if you are patient, He appreciates, He respects. He would help you, He will come to your aid. God will come to your aid. That's the only thing that prevents us from committing suicide. Hope in God, hope in salvation. That I'm not alone. Maybe my family deserted me. Nobody can hear me. Nobody can see what I'm going through. But there is a Lord. There is a merciful Lord. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. And then we have another verse. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And unto God prostrates everything in this universe. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. Whatever in heaven and the earth, willingly or unwillingly. What does willingly mean? طَوْعًا. What does unwillingly mean? Karhan. There are two types of prostration. First of all, yasjud here, my friends, yasjud in this context, though the literal meaning of it is sujood, prostration, but in this context it means what?
Submission.
Submission and surrender to God. Submission. Everything in this universe submits to God. Willingly or unwillingly. We have two types of sujood, submission. As-sujood, al-khudu' al-khudu' al-takwini wal-khudu' al-tashri'i. The first category is when every item in this universe is obedient to God, listens to God. They don't reject God. Take the sun and the moon as an example. لَلشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. They follow the orders. They follow our commands. They never astray. They never go astray. They are on time. They follow. They don't say, no, God, today I'm not going to listen to you. Never the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies are going to say this to God. This is al-khudu' al-takwini. God created them. God programmed them in a way that they do not disobey Him. This is first submission, everything. Then there is the second type of khudu' submission, which is tashri'i. Tashri'i is only for us, the humans, not for other creatures. The only creatures who submit logically to God and willingly to God are human beings. Why? Because we have a free choice. We have a freedom. We can worship and we can not worship God. It's up to us. Free choice. How many people pray today? Millions. How many people do not pray? Billions. Do not pray. Even some Muslims, they don't pray. But then there is a day of accountability. There is a day of hisab. There is a day of judgment. It would not go unnoticed. Because we have been given this free choice, so God says, listen,
It's up to you to worship me or not. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to use a pressure against you. But remember, if you refuse, then you have to give an answer there. You have to give an answer. So this is the meaning, one meaning. The second meaning, willingly means, طوعاً, they submit to God willingly. It means that some people submit to God without any greed, without hope in any profit or gain. They love God not because he's presenting them with paradise, gifting them, rewarding them with paradise. Even if there is no paradise, they would still worship him because he deserves worship. You have some people who love you unconditionally, even if you don't give them food or candies or invite them to your house, they still love you. This is the real love. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is the leader of those who worship God unconditionally. Of course, he's the student of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ilahi, abadtuk laysa khawfan tama'an fi jannatik wala khawfan min narik. I worship you not because you're going to put me in hellfire if I don't worship, or you send me to paradise if I worship. Not because of that. وَلَكِنَّنِي وَجَدْتُكَ أَهْلًا لِلْعِبَادَةِ فَعَبَدْتُكَ. You deserve submission. You deserve my dedication. You deserve my worshipping. You deserve it. Unwillingly, it means out of desire. Some people don't worship unless God gives them. How many of you are grandfathers and grandmothers? Raise your hand. Alhamdulillah, I am one of you. Sometimes when your grandchildren come to your house, some of you guys here, grandparents, your grandchildren, they automatically, when they come out the door, they come from the door, they embrace you, they kiss you. But some grandfathers, their grandchildren, they would not come to them unless they give them some candies. Unless they bribe them with some candies. This is the difference. Some grandchildren, they love their grandparents even if they don't give them candies. They rush to them. Others, no, unless you show them, see, this is candy, come, please. So they come because of the love of not a grandpa or a grandma, because of the love for the candy. This is exactly what some of us do with God. Some of us, God does not have to show us some candies. We love him. But some of us, we need to hear, oh, there is punishment if I don't pray, so I have to pray. There is reward if I pray, so I have to pray. This is the difference. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَظِلَالُهُمْ. Even their shadows worship God and submit to God. What does shadow mean here? ظِلال. What does it mean? Why God is using the term shadow? Their shadows even worship God. No, I know the smell of the food is affecting you. Shadow here means every aspect of their being. Shadow, in this context, it means every aspect of their being worships God too. Not just themselves, but their shadows too. Every aspect of their being. بِالْغُدُوِ وَالْأَصَالِ. In the morning and the evening is also a parable, a reference to what? Perpetual worshipping. Because when you say, I see my friend morning and night, it means I see him all the time. I see him all the time. So this is a parable that even the shadows of every creature in this universe, not the creature itself, only the creature itself, but its shadows also submits to God perpetually, every day, every morning, and every evening. We will stop here. Saturday or Sunday night is going to be the eve
of the martyrdom of our seventh Imam, Al-Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam. So the 25th of Rajab is going to be April 1st, the martyrdom of Imam al-Kadhim. And Mab'athun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be Wednesday, April 3rd. We just had last Saturday an Arabic session, a session in Arabic language. So to do justice for the Persian-speaking people, we're going to have a session on Tuesday, April 2nd. Tuesday, April 2nd, we have a session for Mab'athun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They begin Dua al-Tawassul here before Maghrib, at Maghrib, Salat inshallah, at Maghrib, which is 7:25. And then the Honorable Dr. Taqi Mahdi Taqi is going to speak inshallah April 2nd on the occasion of Mab'athun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaks what? Did I say? Yeah, Farsi inshallah. Farsi for the Farsi speaking people inshallah. And tomorrow we have Salat al-Jumu'ah at 1 p.m. inshallah. I'd like to present to you a friend of the community.